Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com. Around the House with Eric G. We're going to have some fun today, guys. This is a show all about home improvement. We are going to take your phone calls. And the number here in the studio, 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. Today, we're going to take all your calls on just about anything, as we always do with Around the House. But we've got a special guest in the studio because we're going to talk a little bit about your house, or maybe your dream house, of what maybe you want to do. Do you want to sell it? Do you want to buy one? Do you want to upgrade? What are the common sense things you can do? Welcome, Cindy Thackeray.
Hey, glad to be here.
Well, you are with John L. Scott, and you are an expert in real estate.
I'd like to think so, yes.
Well, let's talk a little bit about real estate and the market and stuff around here. And this isn't going to be just a show, guys, about real estate, but I want to talk about really what we can do if you're planning on maybe selling the house in 5 years or buying a house in 5 years or all these details. But let's dive in a little bit to some of this stuff. Sound good?
Yeah, great.
All right. Let's talk. I mean, you and I have talked in the past and about this stuff, so this is not new between you and I talking about it. But so many people I see out there that are thinking, well, you know, I'm going to sell my house in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years. What are your recommendations for some of that?
Well, you know, if you have kind of an aging home, especially between like the 10 to 20 years, you really should consider doing a home inspection,
yes.
Especially if you're not the type of guy that or gal that's going to look under the crawl space. You know, if that's not on your top priority, you should have that done. There's the big three that I always tell my sellers, the HVAC, the foundation crawl space, and the roof. Those are going to be the make it break it deals.
Well, it's funny because, you know, you get lulled to sleep when you live in a house for 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 years. You got your normal things you maintain. There's the ones that you probably weren't looking for. And then all of a sudden, and you see this, I see this. Okay, I've been in this house for 25 years. It's done great. I'm going to go put it up on market. I got an offer. Great. Let's do the inspection. And holy smokes. Now we got a fire sale trying to get everything put together, and I'm paying top dollar to get things fixed at the last minute.
Right. And why are you paying top dollar? Because all of a sudden you're in contract and you're dealing with those buyers that have had an inspection.
Yep.
And they want to decide who is going to fix that and at what price.
And you just lost control.
Exactly. So it's always best to have that done before, because you can have 10 different contractors come in there and give you 10 different bids and 10 different ideas of what needs to be done. You want to do that in 2 weeks?
Yeah, and then now you're debating with the buyer on what's going on there, because they have their perceived solution to repair it, which has cost A. You have your, as the seller, perceived solution at cost B, and now you guys are battling out trying to figure out what's the best way to fix it.
Exactly.
Now, if you'd have just fixed it the first time, it doesn't show up on the inspection right. report.
In a perfect world.
Yeah,
right?
You know, I mean, there's one that I've been working with Western Construction on that really nice couple. They've got your typical house up on posts in Portland, and the engineering firm said it's $200,000+ to rip out the cantilevered up on post driveway. And if you really dive in and fix the beam, it's $25,000 instead of tearing the whole thing down and starting over. So you run into these kind of things where when you're at the last minute, things have to happen quickly.
Right. Or you lose out on that potential buyer.
Yeah. And they're gone. And so that's one of the things that, you know, just being prepared and that maintenance stuff is huge, because I mean, it seems like it's like, I think probably every inspection out there probably has, unless it was done recently. It's like, okay, vapor barrier seems to be the one that everybody goes, okay, I haven't done the vapor barrier in 5 years. Well, that's going to get called out. It just does. That's the easy one.
Those raccoons, they really like vapor barrier.
Oh, same with skunks.
Yeah.
Yep. You know, and just all the foundation cracks that always freak people out. Mm-hmm. You know, and there's so many easy things that can be done out there. And I'm going to step back, and this is me getting up on my soapbox a little bit. If you're living on the west side of the state here, and, you know, so all you wonderful folks that are half my listening audience that are in Bend and Tri-Cities, this maybe it doesn't refer to you, but if you've got the gutters coming down and going right next to your foundation and you're living on the wet side of the mountains, guess what? That is causing damage to your home, whether you like it or not. I don't care if it's a 10-year-old house or a 100-year-old house. It's going to start chewing away at the foundation and settling things and cracking things. And those gutter downspouts will cause tens and tens of thousands of dollars of damage out there. So if you're looking at a landscaping project this year and you're going to sell your house in 5 years and you're over here on this side of the mountains, might want to fix that now.
Yeah. And, you know, we're in Oregon. It's, you know, 95% of the time we got some sort of moisture coming from the sky.
Yeah.
And that's going to wreak havoc under your crawl space.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got to look under there. If you got a sump pump, you got to know that it's running. Don't just assume, you know, that it's doing its job. And, you know, I've had an issue where somebody had a kitchen fixed and their wiring was connected to the kitchen. Well, the contractors didn't know that. And the sump pump wasn't plugged in for the last 7 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
so that was filling that whole thing up. And now you got a heck of a mess going.
Exactly.
Oh, that is brutal. And those are the things you got to be careful out there. You know, if you're on the eastern side of the mountains, I mean, what you see over there, like if you're in the Tri-Cities, you end up seeing lots of painting and dry rot issues out there because, you know, you get down temperature wise, you know, it's hard on finishes over there. You know, you get the deck that gets to be, you know, 130 degrees out there. And then, you know, in the summertime, because of the sun beating on it, because it's 115 outside on a super hot day. And then you turn around and it's 10 degrees below zero in a bad winter.
Yeah.
And all of those things. I mean, over there, you see more dry rot just from, you know, just from the abuse of the wind. I mean, I had a home over there that I had that was out in the country that we had to go through and replace some glass because of the sand that was blowing from the neighbors.
Oh, wow.
It was sandblasting the glass. So, you know, all of those things are maintenance things, you know, and it's just like windows, you know, go through and get all those windows swapped out that are fogged up. They're going to get called out for. They're not performing. You know, all these little things that are on the 10 to 15 year old house stuff, that maintenance stuff's going to come back and bite you.
It really is. And you really need to put yourself in the buyer's shoes. You know, sometimes as sellers, we get seller syndrome and we think that our house is the best house ever. And unfortunately, sometimes you need to think, put yourself in the buyer's shoes. What would I ask if I were a buyer? You know, if that roof is 20 years old, I probably want a new roof. So you might need to consider doing credits or just fixing it up front.
Or that retaining wall that's leaning over, or the fence in the backyard that's leaning that maybe has rotted off and is blowing over. You know, all those things start to add up.
It really does.
And that, again, you know, you almost have to take your homeowner hat off and and I've had this problem myself. You got to take almost your pride out of that home for a minute and look at it from another perspective and go, okay, where are the basics? What are the maintenance things that have just been forgotten?
Right, right. And we tend to fall in that too, where we put a lot of emotion into our purchasing in our homes. So
yeah, well, when we come back, we're going to talk a ton more about this, and I want to get your calls at 877-733-1011 if you got questions, just as soon as Around the House returns. With Eric G. You're thinking about dreaming about that home. It's time to dream on. Aha, I like that. So anyway, we're having a good time in here. We're talking home improvement. I've got Cindy Thackeray in here from John L. Scott Real Estate. We are talking everything home improvement, but I want to share with you guys, I started something out. I got this wild idea this morning, and I do have to credit one of our producers in here, Donovan Sargent, who is, this was kind of his idea, so I got to give him a credit for this, but I started up a, basically an invite type group. It's a closed group where you can jump in, and it's called Around the House Nation, and we are going to have a group where you can jump on there if you've got home improvement questions. Everybody can jump in on this. And so this is a really cool group, and I'm going to be moderating it with a few other professionals out there as well. And it's called Around the House Nation. Go to Facebook, which is Around the House with Eric G, and you can jump on there. There's people already posting on it, and it's just hours old. But the cool thing with this is I can moderate it, so everybody is going to be kind. There's a couple rules. Be nice, be respectful, and this is a politics-free zone. So this is where people can ask those questions, and you're going to see electricians jump in and put their two cents in. And it's a great thing where you can kind of explain out a story, because this last week on Facebook, I had put up some things and people were starting to ask questions and we had all these people diving in, but it kind of took away from the conversation that we were having. I'm like, you know, we do need some kind of a little chat room. So it's a group on Facebook. So it's around the House Nation. You'll find it up there and just head over to the Facebook page and you can find stuff there. So anyway, I wanted to dive back into our real estate stuff that we've been talking here about getting homes ready. And I want to get your calls too, because I know you're sitting there at home going, you know, I'm thinking about selling my house in a couple of years. What should I do? So give a call in here, 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. Also, Cindy can wear a tool belt, so she knows what she's doing here as well on the home improvement side. That's what's kind of fun about this. So if you've got your water heater question, your toilet question, your whatever question, call in 877-733-1011, because I want to hear your problems, and we've got solutions for you. So whatever you're struggling with, let's hear it. If it's outside the house, inside the house, that's what we're doing. So let's dive into some of the, what are the top things that you're seeing, Cindy, when you what are coming up on the inspection reports? I know you have your top things, but what are some of the ones that seem to be like on every one? We talked about vapor barriers before, but what are some of the things that you're seeing out there that are kind of the current trends of failures on inspection reports?
Oh, we do see a lot of dry rot here.
Yep.
And it can be scary to people that aren't from Oregon.
Yeah.
They've never seen it before. Oh my gosh, the word rot is in it. So it's all going to the pits, right? So,
yeah, and well, HGTV has had a little bit of that because they use that as a drama moment for television shows. And I say drama moment because you put the real estate shows on where they're loving it or listening or whatever you want to do, and I'm not just calling that show out, but you'll see them pan, they'll be watching this show at home. They'll be panning the camera across, and I'm like, wow, that bathroom's really rotten. Wonder what's going on in there. And they don't cover it. You see it go across, and 10 minutes into the show, they're like, well, we can't do the living room remodel because we found dry rot in the bathroom. And I'm like, I can see that in your two-second pan, mm-hmm. and you guys are standing in the room. So those are things that end up showing up like that are big, scary things, kind of like foundations are big, scary things. Yeah, that's a fearful one.
Yeah, and you know, with our toilets, the seals, they don't last forever.
Yeah.
You know, it's my parents have the avocado green bathroom.
Oh,
you know, the tub is avocado.
Yeah.
It's awesome. But, you know, luckily my dad's super handy, and that's where I learned it from. And, you know, he changes out what needs to be fixed, and that you've got to change out those seals. Otherwise, you're going to have leaking that you aren't going to know about for a long time until it's too far in.
That house, the crawl space. I mean, I was out at a house one time, and this was fairly recently. This was this year, and nobody had gone in the crawl space forever. And so this kid went over his dad's house and realized that something was going on in the crawl space, went down there, and the drain line that hooks into the laundry room to the kitchen sink and out of the house, the laundry room had disconnected and broken loose and was draining into the crawl space.
Oh, man.
So I don't know. These guys somehow just ignored the signs. I mean, there was 3/4-inch cracks, like width of crack in the drywall in the kitchen, and the refrigerator had leaned over and jammed itself as the foundation broke and the house started sinking. Just because nobody went in the crawl space, I stuck my head down there to look at it. And, it had been so moist and so bad in that crawl space for so long that the metal ducts had rotted and hit the ground and looked like it was like undersea shipwreckage. There were little short pieces of what was left of the ductwork. And I knew it was going to be a problem when I opened the crawl space entrance to stick to my head underneath there. And steam came out because of the moisture, and the heaters were going right into the crawl space.
Oh, wow.
And it was 40, but it was just like, poof, big hot air sauna.
Nice facial.
Like, oh, nice. That's going to be good. So you can see that when you're going to have those kind of problems, it's like, oh. And they're going to have a big fix on that one. And because it was a pipe break, I actually told them, I said, call your insurance company first, because right. that's, you got a big problem here that you don't even know is happening.
Right. So. But you know, it's funny because the crawl space, you know, sticking your head in there and just taking a peek, I don't know if it's just, you know, you had some childhood issues because of the boogeyman was under your bed or something and you're afraid to look under there.
Yep.
But it's okay. Nothing's going to jump out and get you.
Yep.
You might get a facial like you had, but it's good to check it out and take a peek. Those are definitely top ones.
You know, that's one of those things that I would recommend you do every month or two just to do it, because you're going to see so many things just when you open that up. If you look down there, you see water, you got a problem. If you're smelling that ammonia smell, you got rodents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's hot and it's cold outside, you've got a heating air conditioning issue.
Right. And as our seasons change, you know, you can't just look in the summer because you're not going to have water under there.
Exactly.
You got to look in the winter. And I get that all the time. Well, we checked in the summer, you know.
Rained for four months.
That's great. Yeah. It's been raining forever.
So, yeah, those are the things that, you know, that you got to dive into, you know. And it's just those basic maintenance things, you know. It's the tree that's been pushing on the foundation in the backyard that's been creating the crack and lifting things up.
You know? And that can cause a whole other slew of things when you're talking sewer scopes and items like that that you're not even aware of.
It's funny, in Portland, driving around in the old parts of the neighborhood, every time you see a for sale sign out front, there's usually markings on the sidewalk out front for where the sewer line needs to be replaced on those things. It seems that is a hot item.
It is. Well, we have some fairly old neighborhoods in Portland, and so we're seeing the turnover in those sewer scopes pretty regularly.
Yeah. So, yeah, you almost need to have a budget for these folks, because any of these old house items like that, you know, you get that old heating air conditioning system in there, and you were talking about that earlier, about all of that, you know, just some of the basic maintenance stuff is going to get you.
Yeah, you got to service your HVAC.
Yeah, every year, get on Pyramid Heating and Cooling. They can set you up on a plan. It's really simple, and they'll come out and fix it. That way you don't get caught, because it's going to be the coldest or the hottest day. You're going to get nailed. Hey, when we come back, we're going to be taking all your calls at 877-733-1011 just as soon as Around the House returns. G, you're talking home improvement with me every Saturday from noon to 2, where we dive into your projects. I've got Cindy Thackeray here in the studio from John L. Scott Real Estate. We've been talking all these home improvement things here and about things you should do to get ready for either buying or selling or what you want to do. 877-733-1011. That's the number here in the studio. So 877-733-1011. Let's run out here to Mark, welcome to Around the House.
Hi.
What can I help you with today?
Yeah, you know, I got a crawl space issue. The house was 2012, has a crawl space, you know, I guess a stem wall, you'd call it, in the foundation.
Okay.
Built by Highline.
Okay.
And you know, I've had trouble with actually getting water underneath the house. I finally got my rain gutters installed, had to bury the pipe a couple feet down so it wouldn't freeze.
Sure.
Got got the water away from the house that's coming off the roof. But it has the plastic on the in the crawl space. I guess that's the vapor
that's
barrier.
That's the vapor barrier. Yep, you got it.
Okay. Now, when you lift that up, it's soaked under there. I mean, it's not standing water, but it's soaked. So, you know, a lot of moisture. But when I put it back and just let it dry out, it completely dries out.
Yeah.
Where the vapor barrier isn't. It almost seems that that's doing more harm than good.
Because what happens is that moisture ends up basically going into the air down there, and then, you know, you've got probably 40 or 50% of the air in your home is coming up through that floor and that foundation. So that vapor barrier is keeping that dry and clean down there instead of putting all this moisture up through that insulation and creating a potential mold issue between your insulation and your subfloor up there. So that moisture barrier is doing a great thing, and it's keeping the moisture down in the ground instead of being up in that space and creating a, well, high humidity situation.
Okay, so I should leave it there. I mean, it's
yep.
I could take a sponge and, you know, wipe it underneath there, and it would soak the sponge up and not too many passes.
Yeah, what you can do is you know, the standard vapor barrier you see out there is like a 6 mil black plastic out there, and when they install it, they put it, you know, like a 24-inch overlap on it. You can kind of step it up a notch and actually install a 12 mil barrier that can, it's a thicker woven fabric type of thing, but you can actually seal that, and they use a caulking and tape. And they can seal that off, and so then you get none of that moisture coming through there. And that would keep, you know, if you don't have a standing water issue and just a heavy moisture area, that would keep it down on the ground, and that'll keep that out of that space, and then you wouldn't have to worry about it.
Okay, now, that's not something that would go in the ground. Is that something that would go over the floor joist and just up
that lays below? That just lays right over the earth down there. So you're going to put that down there. It's going to get wrapped around the post. It's going to go up around, you know, it's going to get taped to the concrete foundation. And it just seals all of that dirt, basically. All that soil gets sealed off that way.
Okay. Now, you know how mobile home, they have that kind of plastic Tyvek type stuff that's in the flooring, up on the floor joists?
Mm-hmm.
Would that hurt my air circulation, or
well, that's is this a mobile home that you're working on, or is this is just a home? Those are similar products. That's a vapor barrier that they put up underneath there. That's also a rodent barrier as well. So those are very similar products. It's about that same thickness. I don't know the exact specifics on what the mobile home companies are using, but very similar products.
Okay, but I mean, do Harms actually install that? Put that up bottom of the floor joist.
No, you want to put it down on the ground. You want to have that vapor. You want to have that air gap in between those. So you definitely want to put it over the dirt.
Okay. All right. All right. Thanks a lot.
Cool. Thanks for listening, Mark. Thanks for calling in to Around the House. Yeah, that's something. If you don't want to tackle that yourself, you can have, you know, one of our sponsors. They do that. Western Construction Systems. Lots of insulation companies out there do as well. But that's that thick 10 mil vapor barrier that kind of seals stuff off, but you still want to have your vents open and that kind of stuff with that down there, unless you're getting into that whole encapsulation thing, which that's not my cup of tea, really. I kind of like to have the ventilation down there versus sealing everything off and creating this big perfect air gap.
Well, your home is meant to breathe.
Yeah.
It needs to flex and breathe, and so if you cap everything, you're looking at other issues.
Oh, sure.
That you get into. So,
you know, and we have these, you know, these seasons we have around here. It's I don't know. If you manage your vents correctly, it'll work great for you, and you don't have to make it too complex and I hate spending money on my crawl space or any place like that. I mean, that's no fun, you know? I mean, that's not money that you ever get to really enjoy. It's not like you're putting in a new kitchen or doing something like that.
Right.
So,
something you see every day.
No, do the maintenance stuff. Do it right. Do it once, but don't have to get crazy with it.
Exactly.
So, well, 877-733-1011 is the number here in the studio. So that was a great call about that. I want to hear your calls. I mean, are you wondering what you want to do to your house before you put it up in the market? Are you trying to decide if you want to sit here and do I stay? Do I go? Do I move? What am I doing? You know, 877-733-1011. Speaking of that, let's dive into that. Some of the hot things, because, you know, everybody's got homes out there that are 10, 15, 20 years old, and some people have done a lot to them. Some people haven't done many to them. Some of them look like, well, they're best of the 70s. VH1 wants to have it back.
Keeping that shag carpet.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, something that you really need to consider is you need to treat your remodel like a business, not a hobby, and keep the personal touches out of it.
That's the crazy, crazy color segment that where people go in and do the bright 1 in 10 want to hear it is not what people want. It's crazy. It's crazy. Hey, this segment Around the House is brought to you by Adair Homes, building quality custom homes throughout the Pacific Northwest for nearly 50 years. Find a design center near you at adairhomes.com, CCB numbered 593. I wanted to get that out, and my buddy Dane in there is waving at me going, come on, Eric, you got to remember your marks. So that's my bad today. We're talking homes here, but, you know, that's the thing. I mean, people, when you're selling a home, my advice is the emotional stuff you've got to turn off, because you want to paint that wall pink or bright, crazy orange, and it could look awesome. But how many people think it's going to look awesome?
Yeah, it really could. And you think, for some of us, and maybe you listeners out there, that you're listening to a DIY because you probably do that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But the general public has a really hard time with just painting. And it can literally break them sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
So if you can do it yourself, a paint can, you're going to end up getting a great return.
Yeah. I mean, and there's a lot of great painters out there. I love painters. But if it's something that you're handy with, it's a good thing. That fresh coat of paint will go a long way, especially like on a front door. You know, how many homes out there that, you know, I got to do my door this year. I've been waiting for the weather to get better. But those are little things you can do that have a great impact.
Exactly.
You know, it's just garage doors are another one. I'd like going on that house versus value report. That's really good. That talks about, you know, the cost versus value of what you can do there. And those are things that we talk about here as well, about what's the percentage return. And we'll dive into that a little bit more when we come back. 877-733-1011. Just as soon as Around the House returns.
Spring of you and her in Florida. You're up on the ladder when it shatters into smithereens. She shakes her head, looks at you, and says, ain't you good for anything? And you say, hey, every week has a weekend.
Every week does have its weekend, and it's Saturday, and you're listening to Around the House with Eric G. Got Cindy Thackeray here in the studio from John L. Scott Real Estate. We're having fun in here, and we want to get your calls at 877-733-1011. If you're following us on Facebook, I always got stuff up there. That's Around the House with Eric G, and you can find that there. And when you're up there, there's a bunch of new stuff up there. I started a new DIY group, so it's going to be a whole group for everybody. So it's going to be called, it's actually up there now, so you can go on the Facebook page and find it and sign up. It's going to be a cool little chat thing that we can go during the week as well. But we've got callers coming in, and we're going to jump out to them right now. We've got Tom in Prineville, who has been patiently waiting. Welcome to Around the House.
Hey, thanks. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you doing today, man?
It's a lovely day in the neighborhood, right?
Exactly. What you got going on?
Okay, so we built in 96, and seeing how they are a sponsor, the builder shall remain nameless.
Gotcha.
My 25-year roof did not last nearly that long.
Okay.
And in the process of me trying to figure it all out, I'm a licensed plumber.
Right on.
I patched it a couple of times, and then the last time I took off a whole square, went up over the peak, and what I noticed was the tar paper was not all the way across the roofing. They had left some of the tar paper out. The roofers did, apparently in a hurry, cutting costs. I'm not sure. So ultimately what happened was we ended up with water in the bathrooms.
Coming around the vent or something? Or?
Well, to the point where we were getting mold in the bathrooms. I went up in the attic several times during rain, during whatever, and I could never see any water anywhere coming in. But so in that process, I upped the venting.
Good.
For the bathrooms, I took out those cheeky little 3-inch fans. I put in 6-inch fans in both bathrooms.
Nice.
And I'm still having the issue. I still have mold. It comes in every winter. Doesn't matter. I've got timers on the fans now so that they run for, you know, half an hour instead of, you know, switch off when you walk out of the bathroom kind of thing. So my question is, I know I'm going to have to pull the sheetrock out of that lid in that bathroom. And before that, though, I'm going to have to get the insulation back. It's all blown-in insulation.
Yep.
I'm curious what's going to happen with that insulation. Is that something I want to throw out and start fresh, or is that something that's going to dry out and become a non-issue?
You know, if it's wet, I always get rid of it because it's really not that expensive to put new stuff in there. And it, I don't worry about it drying out. If I look at it and it's wet, I think it's just not worth taking the risk. You know, by the time you're trying to get that dried out, I wouldn't want to start mold over again. But here's one thing that I've seen with bathrooms before, is that space wet up there now? I mean, has that drywall gotten really wet up in that lid, or is it, what kind of moisture should you have currently?
It's wet enough that the sheetrock is, it's starting to sag.
Okay. Yeah. So you've got a moisture issue up there. Now, here's one thing that I've seen, and one thing to be careful with. I have seen, if you've got moisture up in that area up there, I have seen the moist air coming up, and when it comes out of that bathroom hitting cold ducting, I have seen that water condense up in that and leak down around those vent fans, and then what happens is you end up with that condition. Are you sure that you're not having that condition up there?
I know I insulated the 6-inch ducts.
Okay.
When I vented out.
Okay.
The last time when I got up in there, I insulated those ducts because I don't know, I read somewhere where it was required.
Yep.
Code wise.
Correct.
So I put that space blanket insulation.
Okay.
Around.
That should be enough. Yep. That should be enough. And you've got a big fan, so you should have that velocity working well enough as well. But one thing you can do up around bathrooms too is you can run down to the, you know, one of the home centers and get that rock wool too. That's a great insulation that is pretty moisture proof. You could put that down there first, and that's a natural insulation, the rock wool is, and so water sheets right off of it, so it won't trap the moisture down there as well. So that's not a bad product that I use around bathrooms. It's good for that.
Okay. Perfect.
So
perfect. Yeah, and then there's all kinds of other issues that, you know, I've noticed with the house over the years, but, you know, that's the main one. See, doing what I do for a living, I'm a service plumber, so
you get it.
Mold is the only thing I'm not allergic to.
Oh man, that's a good thing. But
yeah, it is, but it's still, you know, it's a problem for other people. You know, I mean, I can clean it up and it looks fine, but as soon as we get back into winter and whatnot, and you know, the rain and such and so on and so forth, then it all comes back. And occasionally, if it rains hard enough, I mean, the water just drips into the bathroom.
Wow, yeah, you've got an issue up there that you're going to have to take care of with that water coming in there for sure. And the one thing, too, you might get a thermal imaging scanner and look up into that ceiling a little bit from the bathroom side, and you'll see kind of with that where the moist sheetrock is and where that moisture is, because it will actually show up on that as a cooler point. So that'll tell you a few more stories as well.
Perfect. Thank you very much for your time, boss.
All right, Tom. Thanks for calling in, man. I appreciate it. And Gary in Portland, sit tight on your siding question. When we come back, we'll dive into that just as soon as Around the House returns.
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. If you want to reach the smartest listening audience of homeowners and contractors without competing with those crazy political ads, head to aroundthehouseonline.com and contact me personally for more information. That's aroundthehouseonline.com.